I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. There are 56 positive cases of COVID-19 in just half a square mile in West Allis, according to Milwaukee County's COVID-19 dashboard. This small area near Wisconsin State Fair Park is Census Tract 1005 and is reporting the highest number of cases for a census tract in the entire county. A nursing home called Allis Care Center is located in the affected area. 2 weeks ago, a resident of Allis Care died of COVID-19, and the center confirms that there are more coronavirus cases at the facility, but it refuses to disclose the exact number. In a statement, Allis Care said, "We continue to work with the local, state, and federal entities following all reporting guidelines for related changes of COVID-19 numbers of residents. To protect the privacy of our residents and their families, we will not be releasing any additional details." West Allis Health Department is confirming that there is an outbreak of COVID-19 at a facility in West Allis, but refuses to name the facility. In a statement, the health department said, "There is community spread in a particular facility. With this understanding, disclosing the details of the facility does not serve to protect the public and the privacy and confidentiality of the impacted individuals at this facility need to be respected and maintained." During a news briefing with Milwaukee County and city leaders Wednesday, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett weighed in on the issue, saying, "Senior centers do have a responsibility to disclose the number of positive COVID-19 cases in their facilities to the public."
My personal belief, and others may disagree, is that I think that that's, during a pandemic, I think people should know that, and then they can take whatever steps are necessary. And I think you can do that while protecting the privacy of individuals.
Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley also responded by saying he agrees, but he also respects HIPAA and the importance of privacy as much as the importance of data. North Shore Health Department Director Ann Christensen spoke on the role of public health.
When we are notified of positive cases, we do work with the facilities to notify families, not just in a COVID situation, but any kind of communicable disease. So families are notified in this case on an individual level. So that's one of the processes that we have in place for other outbreaks, not just COVID.
What is still unclear is whether or not all residents are being notified about the number of cases and if Allis Center is facing a real-time COVID-19 outbreak. This comes at a time when it is impossible for family members to visit facilities since they've been locked down for weeks and could remain that way for many more. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.